This podcast is brought to you by SMC. MoneyWise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. After a terrific Thursday, what we've had is a blockbuster Friday. Markets have posted the first weekly gains in as many as 4 weeks. Let's take a look at all that happened on the Lal Street right here on an evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets witnessed strong gains for the second consecutive day in a row on Friday today to post the first weekly gains in 4 weeks. The S&P BSE Sensex rose over 250 points, while the Nifty 50 closed above 11,100 levels. The final tally on the Lal Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex rose 254 points to close at 37,581, while the Nifty 50 closed 77 points higher at 11,109. For the week, the Nifty 50 rose 1.02% to post its first weekly gains after 5 weeks, while the BSE Sensex closed with gains of 1.25% for the week ended August 9th. The index formed a bullish candle for the second consecutive day in a row but witnessed a sell-off from its 200-days moving average placed at 11,166. The index has decisively broken above its 5-days EMA placed at 11,018, which is a positive sign. It acted as a resistance for Nifty since the 8th of July. The market sentiment turned from negative to positive after reports suggested that the government is likely to announce relief measures for auto, MSMEs and financial markets soon. The announcement is likely to be consolidated and bundled together, sources told CNBC TV18. The finance ministry met industry leaders on Thursday to combat the economic slowdown. Corporates demanded a stimulus package of over a lakh crore rupees to kickstart investment cycle and revive the economy, which is, of course, showing signs of a slowdown. Ajit Mishra, who's VP Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "The Nifty extended its rebound and posted decent gains thanks to favorable local cues and supportive global markets. Participants are hopeful of some action after the meeting of industry leaders with the FM on Thursday. Besides, a scheduled meeting of the overseas investors with the finance minister on Friday to ease their tax concerns further boosted the sentiment," unquote. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Auto Index rose 1.99%, followed by the Finance Index, which gained 1.4%, and the BSE Consumer Durables Index, which was up 1.39%. Top Nifty gains included stocks like Indiabulls Housing Finance, which gained 13%, followed by Eicher Motors, up 4.6%, and Maruti Suzuki, up 3.3%. Some stocks that were in the news today: shares of Coffee Day Enterprises locked in lower circuit for 9th consecutive session on the 9th of August after the sudden death of founder V.G. Siddharth on July 29th, which raised concerns over the company's corporate governance and financials amid rising debts. Endurance Technologies rose 14% after the company reported strong set of numbers and decided not to pursue the project of manufacturing of tires for 2- and 3-wheelers. Shares of Page Industries touched their 52-week low of 17,438.45 rupees, falling 4% after the company reported poor numbers in the quarter ended June 2019. And finally, Yes Bank fell 8% after the private lender announced the opening of QIP, that is Qualified Institutional Placement, at a floor price of 87.9 rupees per equity share with a proposed discount of not more than 5%. And as usual, a quick look at financial markets elsewhere in the world. Let's do a quick tour of the other markets. Trade war worries and the prospect of early elections in Italy and Britain hit European markets today, while the week's search for safety left gold on course for its best week in 3 years. Japan's yen is at an 8-month high and bonds are surging. Asian shares ended mixed amid fresh concerns over Sino-US trade worries. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 0.44% to close at 20,684.82, while South Korea's Kospi advanced 0.89% to close at 1,937.75. Well, that's pretty much all the big news that you had to know from Dalal Street. There is, of course, more podcasts coming your way. We have the Market Podcast, as usual, which recaps the events of the week and examines the trends on Dalal Street. We'll also be taking a look at Sushma Swaraj's life and career in our obituary to her. And, of course, Stories of the Day, where I recap the events from all around the world. Do write into us in the meanwhile, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.